Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman, attorney and partner at Jones Day. That's a law firm, a global law firm, I guess, by now, right? Andrew, you guys got offices all over the world?
Yeah, we sure do. We're one of the largest law firms in the world. Thank you for asking.
JonesDay.com, check that out. That's not your grandfather's attorney's website. And all of the books that he's written, they're I don't know, what do you read, 20, 30 books?
24 books with a new one underway, still in its early stages.
Something under a billion copies sold, all of them all across the globe, and maybe around the universe. Harvesting Intangible Assets is the new one, as I remember. Andrew, I don't think there's a newer one than that. Andrew, as we look forward in the economy, small business owners are still trying to dig out of this, trying to find some kind of traction that looks more like expansion and less like this slow recovery. And just as it looks like we're getting a little bit of optimism, and this is something I forecasted 2 years ago. I warned everybody about this. I said just about the time things get going good, the capital markets are going to get volatile. And when they crash, all the progress that we've made out here on Main Street is going to collapse, even though in a recession probably, even though we didn't benefit from the run up the way Wall Street did. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I mean, we're back into an era. Just look at the last few weeks of extreme volatility. If you've been watching the markets on a daily basis, you probably have some neck pains watching it bounce around so much. And, you know, I think that the problem is that when you have Wall Street volatility, as you said, the ripple effect down onto Main Street, onto small business, is significant. Because if large pools of capital won't move or aren't moving rationally, then small pools of capital certainly aren't going to move very rationally. And, you know, you look at all of the ripple effects on private equity, on venture capital, the mindset of an angel investor. I mean, if I were an angel investor today and I was considering a couple of deals, I've watched my portfolio swing wildly. I've watched the Dow move 1,200 points. You know, I might just say, hey, you know what, maybe I'll do this angel investment thing next year instead of now. Well, look at what the ripple effect has on the hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses pitching angel groups as we speak. So, you can't just look at, you know, CNBC and go, oh, that's not my world, that doesn't affect me. That is your world. You know, you talk about the age of the customer. Well, the age of the customer, people's decisions to spend or not spend, as you talk about in the book, are part of how confident they feel and where things are going and how they feel about themselves and their families and their savings accounts. And so all this bouncing around is not having a good effect no matter how you cut it, unless you're some hedge fund manager.
Well, see, the thing that bothers me, Andrew, is 20 years ago, if the economy went up, if Wall Street went up, Main Street followed soon after that. And so as Wall Street improved, the economy improved, and vice versa. Today, there is almost a complete disconnect between what Wall Street is doing and what the Main Street economy is doing. But yet, when Wall Street gets sick, the fact that we've got a sick a stock market, even though it's not even so much affecting maybe the economy right now, causes people to slow down, causes people to not spend, it causes them to worry. So we get very little of the good out here on Main Street that happens on Wall Street, and almost all the bad. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, you're clearly, most of small business and Main Street America is getting the burdens without the benefits.
That's right.
I agree. And second thing, you know, I think I've said this in other contexts. It's very much like the old arcade game of whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm. You know, every time you think you've got that mole, it seems like two more pop up. And, you know, whack-a-mole is a very tiring game. You can only play whack-a-mole so long before just sort of turning off.
What's your advice right now to small business about these things?
I think, you know, keep the energy high. We've got to turn the optimism. I do think the midterm elections will help if the Republicans can take the House and the Senate.
You think that would improve business sentiment if that happens?
It'll prove some hope that we can get some things done or at least do no further harm.
Yeah, hopefully so. Hey, Andrew, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You got it.
Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.